T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Morning.
How y'all feel?
You got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
All right, rolling into hour number two. Dan Israel is on the clock from the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network. Chiefs continuing their work at St. Joe's. And by all accounts, things seem to be going well. We'll talk with Dan when we catch up with him a little bit more specifically about their defensive evolution and the timetable for that. Patrick Mahomes did play and played well. I think he had a 119 quarterback rating. He didn't miss a pass. Good to see Blake Bell on the receiving end of a couple of those. Yeah, good to see that. So that was kind of fun. I'm always pulling for Blake.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know, Shane, this stat was told to me, and I did just enough research to know that it's correct. Guess which quarterback, which regular, generally what we perceive to be number one regular quarterback, took the most snaps in preseason a year ago.
And it's not Mahomes?
It's not Mahomes.
Most snaps, huh?
Most snaps. And there's no wrong answer. Just throw one out here.
I'm going to guess Phil Rivers.
You know, it was Tom Brady. Tom Brady, who won a Super Bowl, obviously no ill effect from playing the most snaps in the preseason amongst those teams that had the four-game average, something like that. Mm-hmm. I think it was, you know, because you have some outliers there. You get a couple of teams that play five with the Hall of Fame game every year. But yeah. I thought that was interesting.
That is interesting.
Because the normal assumption is, don't let these veterans just don't need to play.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And maybe what works for one guy may not work for another. Tom Brady obviously wants to play and get some snaps. And Tom Brady's the kind of guy that gets rid of the ball quickly, or he's handing it off.
Right.
He's not doing a bunch of other things. So it's a little bit more palatable for the Patriots to allow Tom Brady to play. When Patrick Mahomes is all of a sudden in playground mode, and I'm not using that term flippantly, but when he gets into because he just plays football, and he's playing in an exhibition, okay, what difference does it make? Whether he's in the Sandlot or playing in an NFL exhibition or playing in the AFC Championship game, he's probably going to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Pull the ball down, make a play, because that's just his DNA. But did you see the play that when they were going in for the touchdown, that he scrambled for about 12 or 14 yards, and then all of a sudden it was like, oh, hell, I got to get down. I got headhunters coming at me at the one-yard line. And he gets down, and guys are flying over the top of him. And all I'm seeing is, you know, the Chiefs' life flash before my very eyes.
Some linebacker spears him in the kidney with his helmet.
Oh, my God.
You know?
I'm just sitting here thinking, oh, my, get him off the field. Now he turned around on the next play, handed it off, end of conversation, and then he was done. And great. But it's like those moments are just – ugh, I hate them.
Yeah.
I just absolutely hate them. So,
And that's the old, you can't, not leopards don't change their spots. That's not the phrase I'm looking for. But you just can't totally dial it back because it's a preseason game. Like, gets near the 5-yard line, throw it away or run out of bounds. Well, You know, totally. you're kind of trained to try to score touchdowns. And maybe a 29-year-old Patrick Mahomes wouldn't even think about that. And it wouldn't even get to the one-yard line before he got down and thought, oh, you know, self-preservation is probably more important than preseason game number one than scoring a touchdown against the Bengals that nobody will ever remember.
Yes.
You know. But so as we wait on Dan, the Chiefs have also agreed to terms on a contract with Morris Claiborne, who will not be eligible to play until the fifth game. He has been suspended by the NFL for the first four games for violation of the league's substance abuse policy. So they continue to try to fortify the back end of that defense. One of last year's starters, Kendall Fuller, is a nickel back. The other left for the Steelers. That's Steven Nelson. Chiefs did also sign Bashaud Breeland, Charvarius Ward, spent most of the last season as a backup. The fourth cornerback has been Demontre Wade, who was on the practice squad last season. So Mo Claiborne signed by the Chiefs but won't be eligible until game five on
October 6th. I don't mind
the
pickup, though.
No,
That's a proven guy that can play. There's nothing wrong with that.
Just hope that he doesn't turn into being another Orlando Scandrick.
Yeah, no kidding.
If it's just depth and, you know, bring him in for another warm body, okay. But, and I'm no expert on Mo Claiborne, but, you know, if you bring somebody in off the streets and he ends up with a lot of playing time, to me that can't be great.
Because there's a reason he's on the street.
Yeah. Yeah.
And fans tend to get more excited about names like that that are recognizable when they come in, but there's always a reason that they're there. I mean, you know, how often do guys come off the street end up being guys that are guys? Not that often.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nobody knows these guys as well as the team that's making the move to get rid of them. Your scouting guys don't know the guy better than the team that just jettisoned him.
Right.
Now, teams can be wrong. Personnel departments can be wrong. But there's so much invested in these players now that the due diligence that is done on these players, when they're kicked to the curb, they're generally done.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you might get a guy like Theo Riddick every now and then who's still got some tread left on the tire, where you've got three or four teams when the Lions cut him loose that are waiting to kind of pick him up.
Yeah, maybe in those cases it's a little different because you draft, I mean, especially when it comes to running backs, you draft Kerryon Johnson from Auburn, and he turns out to be, damn, he's good. You know, we got a legit 1,000-yard rusher in Detroit for the first time in forever. And then got a third-down specialist like Riddick is kind of expendable, but he's still got some use, I should say. Defensive back, though, I mean,
well, they're worth their weight in gold.
When they're good, yeah.
Yes.
But
they're
worth their
weight in gold. So when someone like that is cut or waived and is available for a position that everyone looks for more depth in, everybody in this league is looking for more corner depth. So when someone like that becomes available, you kind of that's a little bit of a jaundiced. You took a jaundiced view on their readiness.
And you throw in the fact that everything is stacked toward the passing game in the NFL nowadays, where it becomes harder and harder to actually cover a guy, you know, without getting pass interference called against you. And they're throwing more and more and more. And, you know, I don't want to poo-poo this Mo Claiborne signing because overall I'm okay with it. But, you know, like I said, if he turns into Orlando Scandrick, and you have to count on him with a bunch of snaps out there on an island, like you said, there's a reason why he was out of a job. And plus, he's not going to be able to play the first four games.
You know, Shane, having done this now for a long time, to me, the most fun and interesting thing about camps are watching undrafted free agents get their shot. Watching guys, you always can identify two or three guys in every single camp that are intriguing, that are, after two games, your leading tacklers, mm-hmm. or are making some plays on special teams and doing some things that become all of a sudden intriguing. Because, as I've said before, the only thing that is really telling about a camp is the back end of a roster. 4, 5, 6, 7 maybe jobs that are available on the back end every single year. Now, who gets cut and who makes the team, that's it. But it's always at the back end. Your front 35 guys, 38, 40, are pretty well determined. Mm-hmm. You know who they're going to be. Hell, you know what teams you're going to have. First, second, I mean, this is all preordained. But I do love is overstating it, but I really like watching undrafted free agents that come in that can play and can play their tails off, and all of a sudden you see them turning heads and you start trying to figure out how coaches are going to fit guys that they really like onto rosters. Mm-hmm. That's kind of fun. That's kind of neat. And we're down to a one-cut kind of thing now, and it all happens basically at once. So that's interesting in and of itself. But I will guarantee you there's a few guys that Dan and those up at Chiefs camp have their eyes on right now who were non-factors, non-drafted, that got there by hook and crook, that might have a chance to make this football team. And that's fun.
Yep.
That's really fun, because that's where you fall into the guys chasing a dream thing. And I don't mean to be overly silly about this, but that's the refreshing part of watching training camp, is you see the passion that these guys have for playing the game. Yes, they want to make a paycheck, but they're there because they're chasing the dream. And that's still pretty cool.
You know,
guys, that you got to look them up because you've never heard of them before.
And then there's kind of the flip side of that. Rishard Matthews announced his retirement yesterday.
Yep.
2 days after he was released by the Saints with a, quote, left the team, unquote, designation. And I don't mean to make fun of Rishard Matthews, not at all. But he's only 29. Mm-hmm. He was fed up by feeling he was disposable. And he wrote a really long Instagram post. And it was kind of dark, I guess, in a little,
yeah,
bit,
a little bit
of ways.
I thought, yep.
There was kind of some attempt at humor in there too, but you could tell where he was really at. On Saturday, Sean Payton confirmed that it was Matthews' decision to leave the team and said, quote, it's not for everyone, unquote. So I think you know where Sean Payton mm-hmm. came out on Rishard Matthews' desire to continue to play football. But he said, and the statement of his Instagram post was, no longer exist.
Yeah.
He's kind of a journeyman guy with the Titans, and played 7 years out of the University of Nevada. He played with the Jets, too. Caught one pass for 7 yards while playing 20 snaps Friday night and just shut her down. But part of the Instagram post read, the game has given me and family so much, but that no longer exists. Mm-hmm. Beating your body up over and over for groups of people that give out a small percentage of the earnings that they don't even need, for me, no longer exist. And no longer exist is capitalized. So that's kind of the theme of this thing. The endless training and hours away from my family no longer exist. The brainwashing and dividing of culture for a small piece of jewelry no longer exist.
Okay. See, that's where and that's fine.
Being around too much ego to even understand that someone has the same skin as you no longer exists. I mean, he went on and on and on with this.
Yeah, he did.
It was a It was a rambling post. Mm-hmm. But for every, and, you know, I don't want to poo-poo your excitement when you see undrafted free agents try to make a team, but for every one of those guys, hopefully they don't turn into a Rishard Matthews and feel like a piece of meat and walk away from the game at 29 just because
I'm fed up. Well, I mean, I think that that's, but that's inevitable because they are disposable. And they're not from a standpoint of the human condition. But in the game of the NFL and in the way that the NFL does business, players are disposable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's unfortunate. Even worse, it's distasteful. But it's how it is. And here's the thing. And even in his case, he would admit that you earn a great living. If you get to a certain point of service in the NFL, you're making really good money. But there are sacrifices. And you have to make the judgment for where the line is. How much longer are making the sacrifices? And the sacrifices are physical, mental, emotional, and everybody has different lines drawn in the sand for where that is. But when you don't have the passion for it anymore, there may not be a worse place to be than on a football field.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously, there may not be a worse place to be.
Especially if you're just going through the motions and you end up getting
hurt.
Or something
exactly.
Similar. Yeah. I can't imagine because I've never played football at that level. But if there's any sport where you're not exactly sure about your commitment level, NFL is probably the last place you want to be. Yep.
Yes. Because you got a lot of alpha dogs around you that will kick your ass and not care. It's the nature of the game. And you don't have to like it. So walk away.
And
you can go do something else.
And kudos to him for doing that.
No question.
And by my
absolutely
by my calculations, he made about $13 million playing football, which I assume is more than enough to get by on from the
Shane. He's 29 years old and he's made $13 million in his life. Now I don't know if he's got two nickels to rub together.
Right, and that's.
I hope that he has put himself to be in a position to provide for himself and his family and comfortably and all of those things. And I'm sorry that he lost the passion for the game, but he did well in it.
Well, and unless I'm missing something, he can at least still walk away from the game. I don't know that he ever suffered any catastrophic injuries or, you know, head trauma. Who knows? I mean, maybe. And to some degree, all football players have taken some sort of beating. He played 7 years. You don't play 7 years and just walk away untouched. But
no,
the fact that he's only 29 and has had enough, good on him. But
no question.
But there was a – you get a chance to read his Instagram post. It kind of takes a long and winding
It takes
road.
You a while to get through it,
yeah.
And it's rambling.
Yep.
But it's interesting.
Yeah.
Because it's a stream of consciousness.
Very much.
He obviously just sat down and just went straight from the heart. So, and more power to him.
Yeah,
I think
now
that
he's retired, he doesn't have to pull any punches. He can say whatever he wants to now. He's
sure
done. So,
absolutely.
Right. So, what's on tap, as we mentioned, is brought to you by Side Pockets Taco Tuesday out there. So, if you're thinking about lunch, go to Kellogg and Tyler at the corner there and go to see our good friends at Side Pockets. Play pool free while you wait on your lunch. Coming up next, we'll talk to Tony Gwynn Jr. Talk to Tony about the state of the game. Bruce and I kind of kicked that around. How's baseball doing? We'll ask a guy that knows. He does a little bit of stuff for the San Diego Padres. And, of course, is our radio.com sports MLB insider. If you want to listen to this show or anything else on KFH, but you're not near a radio or in your car, you can listen by downloading our app. It's called radio.com. You can find it in the app store on your phone by searching radio.com. We'll try to get Dan Israel back on the show tomorrow. But coming up next, Tony Gwynn Jr. talking baseball. Coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.